Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Steve Zwemke. It's time to submit your entry for the NPR 2020 Tiny Desk Contest. Over the past 5 years, nearly 30,000 musicians, including those from South Dakota, have submitted videos to NPR's Tiny Desk Contest in the hopes of being chosen to perform as part of NPR Music's signature music discovery series. With us on In the Moment in our Vermilion studio right now is SDPB station relations manager Katie Beam. She has information on how to enter, and she might even have some tips on how to enhance your video. Katie, thanks for taking time this morning.
Happy Friday, Steve Zwemke.
I miss seeing you every day.
I miss seeing you.
Do you still enjoy our favorite snack, by the way?
Absolutely.
Which is?
I'm not telling. That's secret information.
Okay. dietary secret, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let's talk about the 2020 NPR Tiny Desk Contest. We already have entries up for SDPB for South Dakotans.
We do. Isn't that great?
It is.
We have two entries, which I will talk about in just a little bit. I like to say that Tiny Desk Contest time is one of our favorite times around the station because we get the privilege of seeing and hearing so much local music talent. And for folks who don't know what the NPR Tiny Desk Concert is, it is a... They take place at NPR's Washington, D.C. headquarters, and they're literally in front of a small desk in a tiny office that is crowded with shelves and full of curios and tchotchkes. And it's, well, you know, Steve, that the very, very famous musicians have played there, mm-hmm. and some nearly mm-hmm. unknown. They've played the desk, and those performances are typically really affecting because of the intimacy of the space. And so NPR opened it up to this contest, which you said for the last 5 years, they've asked local, or I should say unsigned musicians to record a video of their original song and upload it to the site. And as you said, we have already had a couple entries. And of course, they are from Spearfish because Spearfish always represents so well in this contest. And I think, Steve, we might need to start calling Spearfish Music City, South Dakota.
We could do that for sure. We have Scott Simpson with an entry already, and also John Dale. And by the way, we have music this morning, and we have music from both of their videos that they've submitted. Quick question, Katie, do you remember how many entries we had from South Dakota last year?
Oh my goodness, I think we had over 30.
That's not bad.
That's pretty darn good.
And
yeah.
Like you said, we're really seeing some great talent out there. We know what our music scene is like here in South Dakota. And every time the Tiny Desk Contest rolls around, we even learn about more people of, you know, a few of which we were unaware. And it just makes us aware of how great things are here musically in South Dakota.
Right. Absolutely.
Now, I promised some music, and this is usually like our time for moment in sound, and I wanted to let our listeners know, Emily Scott Robinson was scheduled to be with us this morning. She's on a national tour, and later tonight, she'll be at the Brick House Community Arts Center in Madison. She performed in Ames, Iowa last night, and she wasn't feeling too well this week, so she wanted to be able to sleep a little longer, and we said, that's absolutely fine. So I just want to remind people, you can see her at the Brick House Community Arts Center in Madison tonight, and she'll be with us another time here on SDPB Radio. But one of our entries from last year, Katie, was a popular person who we've featured on In the Moment a few times in the past, and that's Kimberly Kay. She was with us just a week or two ago to talk about her passion project 2020, and she had a cool entry last year.
Here's a little song about how I feel about the new stuff in country music. Some people like the new stuff, I like the old, I do. Some people like that new country sound, but it leaves me cold. Some people like the new stuff, I like Bill Monroe. Thank you.
Kimberly K. Another person from Spearfish, or at least around Spearfish, right?
Yeah, Belfouche. She's from Belfouche. Yeah.
So one of the things I wanted, that was the new stuff, by the way, Kimberly K., and that was her 2019 Tiny Desk entry. One of the things I wanted to ask you about, Katie, is the video presentation of the Tiny Desk. I mean, the song, of course, is important. You can get really creative, though, with the video, and maybe you have some tips or even just some examples of some really great videos we've seen so far.
Well, you can get very creative or not. Some folks, it's a spectrum. Some folks just like to plop their iPhone in front of them and record it, which is just fine. People tend to get very creative with the desk, which is great. One of the rules is it has to be recorded by or near a desk. And so folks really sort of have loose definitions of desks, and that's been very fun to watch all the different interpretations. I recall Beard last year, if you know Beard, they've done they're a Vermilion based band, and they did a no cover, no minimum for us, and they had a multiple camera production last year that was filmed in a local theater. It was a really, really nice video, and they got extremely creative, and there was a narrative to it and a little bit of a message, and so it runs the gamut. You can plop down and hit record on your phone, or you can get the gang together and do like a little epic film.
Tell me what they're looking for at NPR when they take a look at these Tiny Desk entries. Is it the music? Is it the video? Is it a combination thereof? How, in fact, do you get graded?
I think it's primarily, and what they've said, it's primarily the music. First and foremost, the musician must be unsigned. Secondly, the song must be original. Mm-hmm. And then third, you have to be prepared if you are chosen nationally by the panel of judges to not only perform at NPR's Washington, D.C. Tiny Desk headquarters, but to tour nationally. And so those are the main criteria.
So it could be a whirlwind.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, you have to make sure that you have submitted your video by the deadline, which is Monday, March 30th. Monday, March 30th at 11 p.m. Central, 10 Mountain.
Okay.
And fill out the entry form there. And that's essentially it. But I think that they are really looking for enthusiasm and sincerity. And, you know, certainly some artistry in terms of the music.
So you have not quite a whole month to do this. Again, Monday, March 30th being the deadline. Now, these, you don't need to have a nice studio production. You don't have, I mean, miking and the video is probably not that important. They just want to be able to hear your songwriting abilities, the song itself. You know, some people have these mic'd a little better than the others, and like you said, some have a little more elaborate productions. One of the videos I was interested in, and we can play another song here. It looked like it was a single camera effort, and I'm not sure if this took place in like somebody's basement or man cave, or it looks like even a bookstore. But it's the video that was entered last year by My Second Rodeo. What can you tell me about that?
Oh, I love this one. It is so infectiously fun. Again, Spearfish representing My Second Rodeo. Just a really fun band, very happy. And it looks like it's a single camera following them around as they play their instruments and sing their song. And it's a fun, infectious video.
By the way, before we play this song, if you would let listeners know where they can find these videos, not only from last year, but maybe this year as well.
Oh, right. NPR.org/tinydesk.
Okay. And then they have like different states and you can click on the states. Is that
exactly
right?
Exactly. Okay. There's you can go in, you can search by year, you can search by state.
Awesome. So man, there is a big video vault there.
Yeah, cool. It's amazing.
So again, this is a 2019 entry for South Dakota from Spearfish. This is My Second Rodeo, and the song is Alley-O. That was a song from the 2019 Tiny Desk Contest, South Dakota Artists, My Second Rodeo, Alley-O. And Katie Beam with us from our Vermilion Studio, Station Relations Manager here at SDPB. For cute, how can you beat a little girl answering a Fisher-Price phone at the beginning of your video?
Oh my goodness, so cute. And, you know, and not just a gimmick, then they follow it up with that terrific song, yeah, which I'm happy to say I'm going to have in my head for the rest of the day.
Very cool, very upbeat. Not to mention the song I put in your head, Music Time by Styx.
Always. Inside, rock on, dude.
Yeah, inside joke. Katie, did we mention there is actually an age limit, or you need to be at least 18 years old?
Correct. Yeah. You do. You do have to be 18. Thank you for pointing that out. So that is another rule in addition to it being an original song. You know, the other thing I wanted to point out, Steve, if we have time, is NPR is really great also about when you upload this video, you can share your website and your social media.
Right,
so
right.
If, say, I go on and I like Ali O, I can also visit their website and their Facebook page. Additionally, I can, if I really dig the video, I can share it on my social media.
Perfect. We're going to wrap things up in just a little bit, but Katie, I wanted to get to one more song here, and this is one that's been entered for this year's contest, and I believe it was the very first entry, a gentleman by the name of Scott Simpson, and where does he come from?
Spearfish, of course, Music City, South Dakota.
We did not do this on purpose. It just happened this way for this
Spearfish.
Program. Yeah. Scott put a nice video together, and I believe he recorded it with his iPhone and got a very nice recording, too.
Mm-hmm.
He did a song called Signs, and we'll hear that right now.
I went down to New Mexico with my father and my little girl. It was unreal and it was dreamlike. It was like another world of enchantment, just like they say on all those signs. It was rainy and it was gray all across the Rockies. I drove the pickup truck, and my father has slept a lot. You see, he's getting older now, so am I. Oh yeah, so am I. Yeah, but my daughter, you know, she isn't really little anymore. No, no, she's 17. And riding behind these two old men in the back seat, she got her headphones on. Yeah, we're stopping once again for a bathroom, you know, and another. Another and another cup of coffee. But my father, he knows how painful life can be. So we just talk about the signs we pass along the way. And he reaches across the front seat to put his hand on my neck, and he rubs it just like he did when I was just 21. And my fiance broke up with me. You see, I was on the run from myself, or at least from who I thought I was gonna be. Who I thought I was gonna be. drop off my daughter with her sleeping bag and her guitar. For 2 weeks at camp, yeah, there's life and kids and there's cars, you know. I look around and there's parents, yeah, they're hugging their children. And the sun, where the sun, she finally began to shine. She finally began to shine. And we are who we are, not what we were gonna be. And the road stretches. Bathroom, a cup of coffee. My father and I, we trade off driving and sleeping, yeah. And he rubs my neck, and I rub his, yeah, yeah. We can see all the peaks this time. All back through Colorado, so full color, full of color, just like they say on all those signs. On all the signs, yeah, so full of color, just like they say. All the signs. All the signs.
Scott Simpson, Signs. That is an entry for the 2020 NPR Tiny Desk Contest, one of our South Dakota entries. And once again, we are rejoined by Katie Beam in our Vermilion studio. Katie, our STPB station relations manager. Katie, this is an exciting time. We have a couple of entries already, and we're hoping to top our nearly 30 from last year. Again, if there's just a couple of tips you have, or if you want to repeat the procedure for entering, go ahead.
Well, I'll just say that again, it has to be an original song, mm-hmm. and you need to be 18 years of age, and you need to make a video of it and upload that to YouTube, and then enter at npr.org/tinydeskcontest. And folks have until Monday, March 30th. That's Monday, March 30th at 11 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Mountain. And the important thing is to have fun and be sincere.
Absolutely. And one thing we haven't mentioned yet, and I'd like to do that, is that we're always looking for people to perform on Moment in Sound, which we regularly do Fridays here during this time on In the Moment. But of course, we do that throughout the week as well. It doesn't really matter what day it is. And we're going to be keeping an eye on these videos as they come in and probably inviting some of our South Dakota artists that haven't been with us yet, or maybe some artists we haven't heard from for quite a while.
Right. We love watching the talent stream in. And then you feature them on, sometimes you feature them on Moment in Sound. We like to feature the videos on our social media, in our STPB magazine. So a really great opportunity to get your art out there.
Cool. Katie, thanks so much for spending time with us this morning. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome. As we come back, the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra is back in action tomorrow night at Washington Pavilion in Sioux Falls. Maestro Delta David Geyer is with us after the break. You're listening to In the Moment on STPB Radio. And as we go to break, this is another entry for the 2020 Tiny Desk Contest, a song from John Dale called 7 Foot Fence. Here's a little bit of it.
Time is gone. The ground's turning cold as our town goes head first. worse in stormy weather. Every day we must strive to keep ourselves alive.